Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
We're here with Major Retired Paul Rosenweig of the Australian Military. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning.
Yeah, this celebration of the recognition for the Filipino merchant mariners during the February 19, 1942 bombing of Darwin.
Yes, it's a very important day. We're honouring the merchant mariners that died in the waters north of Darwin.
You have done a research on the Filipino-Australian servicemen during the war, isn't it?
Yes, I was living in Darwin for a long time, and when I first went to Darwin in 1984, I found that there hadn't been a lot of research done on people from the territory who'd served in World War I and World War II. And at one point, I was working at Government House, and we were preparing for the 50th anniversary of the bombing of Darwin. And I did a fairly extensive research into the casualties because there's lots of stories, lots of numbers floating around. And so I did a pretty comprehensive study of the casualties that were known. We'll never know exactly how many people died in the bombing of Darwin, but we do know for certain those that are named that we've commemorated in various places. And what's interesting is that the bombing of Darwin came to encapsulate everybody that was killed at that time in later raids. So what I found was that there were actually some Filipinos who were killed on ships north of Darwin. They weren't actually in Darwin Harbour.
Yeah.
The Don Isidro and the Florence D were merchant ships. They weren't in Darwin Harbour. They were actually on missions running to the Philippines to try and get arms and ammunition and food to the troops that were there. And they were attacked. And the interesting thing is that they were attacked by the aircraft that attacked Darwin, but they were on their way home. So they were actually attacked afterwards. But what's important is that the first ship was actually attacked by Japanese aircraft today on the 18th of February without doing much damage. And that's why with Mr. Rivas and myself, we thought that commemorating the sacrifice of these Filipinos on the 18th of February would be an appropriate thing to do.
Yeah, and you were talking about the ship Don Isidro, isn't it?
Yes, that was the ship that was attacked first.
Yeah.
And they ended up trying to seek refuge in Darwin, but of course Darwin was under attack. And so they were attacked by the aircraft that were coming back from the attack on Darwin. And the ship was bombed. The crew had to abandon ship. The captain had to order abandon ship. The ship eventually beached on fire on the west coast of Bathurst Island. And when they came ashore, they knew for certain that four had died, but there were still seven unaccounted for. When they were rescued eventually and brought to Darwin, they found that there were 11 dead, 11 Filipinos. Those dead from that ship, and over the next few days in the hospital, two more died. And unfortunately, those two, their names haven't been recorded. We haven't been able to find their names recorded anywhere, but we do know the 11 who were killed on the ship, and then the Florence D, there were three.
And the Florence D is the ship that was bombed on the 19th of February, isn't it?
Yes, yes. They were both bombed on the 19th, but the Don Isidro was actually attacked first on the 18th. And the Florence D is interesting because for many years she sank and nobody knew exactly where she was. And it was only within the last 10 years, 2008, I think, that her actual location was identified. And so both of those wrecks are now protected under Commonwealth legislation.
And how many Filipinos died on February 19th bombing?
On the day of the bombing, there were 14 Filipinos that died on those ships, and then two died of their wounds in hospital at a later time. So that plaque will list the names of those 14 Filipinos.
And how come you became interested in doing the research on the Filipino Australians who served during these times?
Well, it's an interesting story because back in 1984, when I was first in Darwin and started looking at all this military history, I realised, like everyone does, that Darwin is a very multicultural place, and it always has been. And coming from Adelaide, Darwin was just an amazing experience. And so my first research was on the military history in general, and I realised that there were other aspects to it. But then during my military career, I had the opportunity to serve as a military attaché in the Philippines for 3 years.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so as well as the Filipinos that I knew in Darwin, I then got to know a lot of Filipinos, obviously, living over there, a lot of the military. We had some very strong connections, and we still do. And while I was in the Philippines, I actually did some research on a few other aspects. For example, in the Manila War Cemetery, there are three American soldiers buried there who enlisted in Australia. They weren't Australians, but they happened to be in Australia at the time of World War II, and this is where they enlisted. There's an Australian connection there into the Manila War Cemetery. They were Americans, but they actually joined the army in Australia. the Australian connection, you know, is very strong. We had something like 4,000 Australians in the liberation of the Philippines at Leyte, Surigao Strait and Lingayen.
Yeah.
We had 90 Australians killed during those operations. And also, we had 1,035, I think, Australian prisoners of war on a Japanese ship that was sunk off the north coast of Luzon. So there's 1,000 Australians in a war grave down at the bottom of the ocean, just north of the Philippines. We have that very strong connection. So earlier last year, Mr. John Rivas and I were talking about these aspects of the bombing of Darwin, and he'd seen my research on the Filipinos that were killed on these cargo ships, and that's when we hatched the plan to investigate further, and that led me to research the Filipinos from Darwin that served in World War One, World War Two, and of course on these ships.
In your researches, did you find out how important the role of the Filipinos in the World War Two?
It's quite amazing. I don't think anyone's ever considered it before or even looked at the idea that we had Filipinos serving in the Australian military forces. There's a lot of talk about Aboriginal soldiers. There's a lot of talk about Chinese soldiers. No one's ever really considered that we had Filipinos serving in the military. So I found that from the volunteers from Darwin in World War One, there were about 319, I think, that we've identified that came from Darwin. There were 8 Filipinos. They were Filipino-Australians. Their fathers were Filipino, and their mothers were, in one case, English, in one case, Welsh. Another one was actually Portuguese. And their fathers had come to the top end as pearl divers in the late 1880s or 1890s, but became naturalised Australians. So when Federation came and we became the Commonwealth of Australia, these old Filipino men were naturalised British subjects. So their sons, even though they were part Filipino, could enlist in World War One as British subject. And I found there were 8 volunteers, and out of those, 6 went overseas for active service and 2 were killed overseas. One was decorated for bravery. So 8 soldiers might not seem like much, but 8 out of 300 from the Northern Territory is a pretty significant number. It's about 2.5%. And they represent all of the Australians that were in the AIF. You know, 2 were killed, 1 was decorated. Then World War II, obviously one of those soldiers actually served in World War II as well, and their sons and daughters served. So far I've found 16 Filipinos with a connection to Darwin, with names like Spain, Cesar, Canonan, Gar, Perez, 16 Filipino-Australians that served in World War II, which again is a pretty significant number.
So in total, how many were you able to name who were part of the First World War and the Second World War?
There was one that served twice, one that volunteered. I think I've got 27 Filipinos that served in both wars, and then we count with that the 16 Filipino merchant mariners that died on the ships, and then as well there were 5 Filipino civilians who died on the wharf during the bombing in Darwin on the 19th of February.
In total, less than 50.
27, 32, yeah, just under 50 Filipinos in total in both wars.
With your researches, what have you realized about the role of the Filipinos during the 2 world wars, and specifically on the 19th of February 1942 bombing of Darwin?
I think the important thing that stands out is the fact that they were never actually identified as Filipinos. I think that's actually significant, that no one ever actually, until now, has identified them as Filipinos. They were Australian. Apart from the merchant mariners on the ships, there was initially a bit of confusion because they were serving on American contracted ships. So people assumed that they were Americans, but they were actually Filipino nationals. So apart from those 16, they were Filipinos. But the others that I found from Darwin that served in World War One and World War Two, and I might mention I'm also starting to find some from Thursday Island. I've already identified one Filipino from Thursday Island that volunteered for World War One.
So you're continuing your research on the Filipinos?
Yes, very much. Yeah. And I think the important thing is these people never stood up and said, I'm a Filipino soldier. They said, I'm an Australian soldier. They served in the Australian Imperial Force or the Australian Air Force. They wore the Australian insignia, and on their application forms they all said that they were British, natural born British subjects. They were all born in Australia and identified themselves as Australians. So I think that's pretty significant that they identified as Australians, but when you actually look into their history, their families were raised as Filipinos. They ate adobo, they had novenas, they even in the 60s some of these families were wearing the traditional Filipino dresses that the women had brought over. They still lived a fairly traditional life. And certainly, you know, in the early days, the men and the boys were speaking a mixture of Spanish, their local dialect, and English. They didn't let the Filipino traditions die, but they were accepting their new homeland, and they served proudly as Australian, and that's really good.
Yeah, and it's good that the Australian government recognises them as Filipinos.
Yes. Yes, and I'm working now with Mr. John Rivas, the Honorary Consul in Darwin, and we're now thinking of what more we can do to recognise some of their service. We've been putting together some information on some of these people. One of the RSL organisations in Angeles City is very interested, and we've been publishing profiles in their newsletter. They have an online website, and through the Angeles City RSL, we have a profile in their newsletter each month on these Filipino Australians, and Mr. Rivas, I think, now is looking at some sort of display or commemoration in Parliament House in Darwin.
Yeah, and we look forward to your further researches and hopefully a book.
Yes,
sometime
I think there's a good chance that something more will come out of this for sure.
Thank you very much, Major Retired Paul Rosenweg.
No worries. Thank you very much.
E like, e share, and comment. Sundan SBS Filipino sa Facebook.